Hey there. Make yourself comfortable. You already know the drill and how this thing works. I'm just finishing setting up over here. If you want to lock it for some privacy, I don't mind. You've been my client long enough. I trust you aren't going to do anything stupid with me. You know, I was actually a little surprised to see you on my list of appointments today. Normally, you book me on Fridays. What is the special occasion? I saw that you're wanting to try something new for once. I was shocked. It's not like you at all. We've been doing the deep tissue one for 6 months now, right? Yeah, that's what I thought. So imagine my surprise when I saw you clicked full service today. Have you decided to finally satisfy your curiosity about my tentacles? I've noticed the way you watch them. The first time you saw them, you seemed shocked. The second time, you were actually a little bit disgusted, but that third time, you changed. You were kind of curious, but that's where the emotion stopped. Always turning down my offer for a proper tentacle massage. You preferred your tried and true deep tissue one. At least until today. I can't help but think you changed your mind once you saw what really goes on with the tentacles. Curiosity got the best of you, didn't it? Don't you worry, because you are in very capable hands, dear. I've known you for a little over 2 years now. If you can't trust me as your masseuse, who can you? Go ahead and make yourself comfortable over on the table for me. I'm going to take a quick look at your paper. I just need to make sure that you signed everything. Because this is an untraditional thing, this particular massage parlor has a lot of paperwork you have to sign to make sure that we aren't liable for anything that goes wrong. You signed up for full service. Yeah. Upper and lower back. Okay. Ooh, someone's being treated today. Opted for the vanilla scents, huh? That's my favorite, too. It makes everything smell all nice and homey, like you were baking cookies or something. I know they say you aren't supposed to wear vanilla once it starts to get warmer, but you can pry it from my cold, dead hands. Looks like you signed everything. Perfect. Are you comfortable, dear? And what word will you be using if at any point it gets to be too much? I don't think that's something that will come up in our regular conversations, so that's a good choice. I just like to have something in place because of how intense the tentacle massage can get. It's your first time getting one. You have no idea what to expect. You don't know how the tentacles are going to feel or how your body is going to react. Your nervous energy is radiating off of you. I promise you're going to be okay. You're going to enjoy this. I'm not going to do anything that you won't like. You trust me, don't you? I've more than earned it, I would say. If you're truly this nervous, you can back out. Once the massage starts, I can't really stop it unless you want the session to come to a complete halt. Hence the word we established. Do you want to switch to your regular deep tissue, dear? Then take a deep breath. You're going to enjoy this. You have your backup if you need it, right? You feel the first touch of my tentacles against your upper back as shapes are drawn into your skin. It already feels different from what you would normally get. Instead of having my fingers spread out against your shoulders, the tentacles spread out all over your upper half, sliding between each other, applying a deep pressure. It's better this way. You can feel them all over, never staying in one place for too long. All that tension melts away, doesn't it? It goes by quicker if I use my tentacles. My hands are talented, obviously, but it's just not as natural for me to work with them. Being part octopus, I'm used to using my tendrils for basically everything. But I'm starting to use them for some stuff like eating and drinking. It's not the most comfortable for me, but I figure if I'm going to live amongst the humans, I should try to fit in a little bit. I'm sure you've noticed. Even now, you're noticing the differences between my hands and the tendrils. It feels so good. As vanilla quickly overpowers the room, you find yourself melting into my touch. You're enjoying this more than you thought, aren't you? I hope to bring you over to the dark side completely. I've always thought tentacle massages were the better option anyway. Not only do you get to feel exactly what these tendrils can do, I have so much better control over them. There's more to touch, more to press down on. It's easier for me to work this way. Now, I saw your initial at the bottom of the page, but I wanted to make sure. You did read everything, didn't you? So then you know that my tentacles can have an aphrodisiac-like effect on certain humans. Now I'm sure you'll be fine, dear. You've never been bothered by my touch before. I need to warn people about it in case it does happen. If you don't want to risk it, you can say your word to get out of this. And your silence tells me everything that I need to know. You're enjoying the touch too much. It's worth the risk, isn't it? Nodding your head yes. You don't let the thought mess with your mind too much. You're sure that it's not going to affect you. Besides, the tentacles feel so nice, working the kinks out of your upper muscles, rubbing circles into your back. It feels like the world is slowly being lifted off your shoulders, the burden being shared with me. You're doing quite well, dear. Stay nice and still for me. I'll let you know when you can move. You booked me for half an hour. I plan to use every minute of it. As the tentacles continue to rub your upper back, you become aware of the grunts you're making, enjoying my touch just a little too much. You didn't even realize that you were making them. Oh, it's okay, dear. Nothing to feel embarrassed about. It's all perfectly natural to make such lewd noises at this. You're not the first client to do so, nor will you be the last. Let them out, dear. It's only going to make it worse if you try to keep them in, isn't it? I thought so. I might not be a human, but that doesn't mean I don't understand how your body works. I am around them 24/7. Constantly touching them. I might know a human's body better than my own. Know how much octopus masseuse is sought out around here. I can take you apart and put you back together like nobody's business. It's why you've been such a loyal customer to me for the past few years, isn't it? You keep coming back for more. Can't get enough of my touch. Now that you've experienced my tentacles, you're going to have a hard time with just my hands. They aren't going to feel as good. All eight tendrils work your upper half, making sure there's no kinks in your muscles. You can't remember the last time you felt this good. Practically a puddle on the table underneath you. Your body feels more like dead weight than anything as you sink deeper. It's all starting to blend together. Letting out a moan. Oh, it's all right. Nothing to be ashamed of. You sound quite good when you're enjoying yourself. Don't hold anything in just for my sake. You did book full service. Do you forget what that entails, dear? Means you're going to get a taste of my tentacles, too. Saw in the paper that you opted for me to give you a cream pie instead of something else. Is that what you still want? I had a feeling you would. Oh, you're going to feel so good. You're not going to be able to move from this position. You're already boneless underneath me. Letting me take you apart as my tentacles start to move lower. Finally paying attention elsewhere. You welcome the touch. The more you feel them writhing against your skin, the more you want. Starting to think you might be one of the few humans who's actually affected by the aphrodisiacs. Don't think you're that responsive to me normally. Then again, you're proving me wrong, aren't you? Melting further into the table as my tentacles pay attention to your lower back. Three start to work on the meat of your ass. Kneading the cheeks. Another moan escapes as you feel your blood go lower. That's what I want to see more of. You're doing quite good for me. Keep it up. I want to give you a reward. I bet you feel so good wrapped around me. Can only imagine how tight your hole is considering how stiff your muscles are. Bet you're tight all over, dear. Ooh. I can only imagine how my tentacle is going to feel inside you, ruining you for anyone else. not going to be able to go back to hand massages or regular humans. Once you get a taste of me, you're never going to be able to go back. I'm going to ruin you for everyone else, dear. You don't even mind, do you? You want this. Nothing has ever sounded so good as you lean into my touch. The more my tentacles work you, the better you feel. Cupping your ass as another massages circles into the skin. You feel yourself coming undone. Your body responds to the tentacles with more arousal, flooding your system with an undeniable need. It's okay, dear. It only feels like this because of the aphrodisiacs. Though, you would have had more of a tolerance to them. I really thought you would have. Sometimes they just slip out of my fingers. Guess this is your first time exposed to them. It feels really good, doesn't it? You want more, huh? Every flick of the tentacles has your hole clenching around nothing as the aphrodisiacs slowly open you up. A telltale wetness begins to sneak through as you try to focus your efforts on the massage. It's just getting more difficult the more you feel my tentacles completely melted into the table beneath. Your body feels pliant, like you couldn't move, even if you tried. Limbs like lead. You let my massage turn you into jelly, taking what you're given so well. Oh, keep going, dear. You're making me quite proud, doing exactly what you're told. Are you going to be just as good when you're taking my tentacle? Guess we're going to see. Only time will tell. I hope you're obedient, but you never know. If you want to feel this good again, you will be. Your senses heightened from the aphrodisiac starting to spread throughout your body. My tendrils continue to rub your lower back, offering constant pressure. Can't remember the last time you felt boneless like this. Mind completely quiet and empty. The only thing that you're registering is how turned on you are. Getting wetter as the seconds pass by. You try to stop yourself from rocking against the table. You're desperate to grind against it, to get some sort of relief, but you can't. Not with how my tendrils are working you. Going to have to take what you're given and just be grateful for that. You should be happy I'm giving you any attention, right? As I pull my tentacles back, you realize that means your massage is over. Don't want to seem greedy, but you wish you could feel more of my tentacles. If you liked it this much, you can always book more for longer next time. It's not like you to only use 30 minutes when you typically book me for what? An hour? Maybe two? I guess someone was nervous about this, huh? Did you think you wouldn't like it, dear? Bet you feel real dumb now. This is the best massage of your life. You almost want to beg for it to continue, to take full service off, but Curiosity, it's once again getting the better of you. You hear me undressing behind you, wanting to look but not knowing if you have the strength. You're just so comfortable laying where you are. Your muscles left relaxed from the massage. My body takes its place behind you. Ugh. The tentacle between my legs starts to tickle your hole, seeing just how wet the aphrodisiac made you. Is this all for me, dear? What a compliment. I'll happily take it. Yeah. You feel my tentacle wriggle inside you, instantly exploring your eager hole. Oh, yeah. Can't get over how wet you are for me, dear. Do you always feel like this around me? One time is all I needed to convince you. Seems like I'm going to ruin you for everyone else. I already told you that, but it's looking like it's going to be true. You're not going to be able to get enough of my tentacles. A regular cock, a normal hand, it's just not going to do it for you anymore. Now that you've spoiled yourself with something like this, you're not going to be able to go back. I'm making sure of it. You'll be visiting every other day, asking for full service, wanting another orgasm. Soon this will be the only way you get to come, wanting another taste of the aphrodisiacs, needing to feel how mindless you get as my tentacles work you over. You're loving this, aren't you? So happy you went with full service. I was starting to think the day would never come where I got to sample you. Having you underneath me moaning like this, oh, it just proves some things are worth the wait. You're going to be coming back for more, right? Oh, I can tell, dear. Listen to the sounds you're making. Can feel how your hips rock with me. You're loving every inch of this tentacle, feeling it slink inside you, flicking back and forth while thrusting. You don't know which motion feels better. Didn't think you could feel something inside you that would have this much control, but here you are. It's so much better than a strap or a cock, isn't it? A human cock wouldn't be able to move like this inside you. A strap wouldn't be as flexible, wouldn't feel as good to clench around. Nothing can compare to the real thing. That's why you're going to start coming for this tentacle massage once a week. The full service is just too good to pass up, isn't it? That's why I do this, dear. Love hearing the moans of people like you. Wish you could hear how sexy you sound. Getting more desperate as I thrust into you. Oh, your whole clenches around me as you grind yourself against the table. It's the only friction you're able to give yourself in this position. head, looking through the hole while you lay on your stomach. Your hands are useless in this position. Only way you're coming is on my tentacle. Oh, you can do it, dear. The aphrodisiacs make everything feel so much more sensitive. You're going to be able to come from my tentacle alone. That's my guarantee or your money back. I'm quite confident in my abilities. You might not be, but that's because you're not in the right frame of mind. Being fucked stupid on top of already having your brain melted from the massage. You're not thinking clearly. You're not thinking at all. You should relax. That's what you came here for. I've got you, dear. Yes, I do. Your hole stretches so prettily around me. Can't tear my eyes off of you. Love how my tentacle feels. As it flicks inside you just right, you start to see stars. Your hips buck up on their own accord, responding to the attention. And causes you to grind yourself harder against the table, feeling the cushions underneath you. The leather doesn't feel great, but it's all you've got to rock yourself against. You're gonna make do. You could always stay still and take it, but let's face it, you don't know how to do that. You're too desperate. The better you feel, the more composure you lose. It's really, really embarrassing. If I didn't know you, I would be shocked on your behalf to see how far you've fallen, wordlessly begging for more. You try to catch your breath, but each thrust of my hips makes it feel like you're getting all the air punched out of your lungs. Taking it nice and deep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Just like that. Feeling your ass against me only has the tendril twitching. So lucky I have restraint, dear. Otherwise, this all of yours would be puffy and leaking by now. Instead, I keep going, keep pushing you. As you continue to grind, you get closer. Oh, trying to clench around me. You struggle to keep the inches in sight. You try in earnest. Try to clench around me, to move with me, but it's just so much. The aphrodisiacs tell you that you shouldn't be left empty, that doesn't feel good. You need to be fucked. You want to come. That's the only thing you have to do, dear. Close your eyes if you need to. I want to feel you come around me. Want your whole working me, nursing the tendril, making sure every trap goes inside you where it belongs. Going to keep my cum nice and safe, aren't you? Oh, am I going to have to give you something to put inside yourself? That way you can go home without anyone knowing. I just knew. I knew you wouldn't come prepared. You never do. It's a good thing you have such trust in me. If this was anyone else, you would be shit out of luck, wouldn't you? Booked your sessions with me, so you knew you were getting the best of the best. can feel it as the tendril tickles inside you, twisting a little bit further. Oh, fuck. You try to hold out, but it's getting harder. The pleasure's growing too quickly. Rocking yourself too hard, blindly chasing your own pleasure. Oh, fuck. Nothing else matters to you at this moment. Mindless little thing. All you know is that you feel good and you want to come. You don't care what it will cost you, as long as you get that release. It's so hard to deny yourself when you're close like this. But I just can't help it. You look so sexy when you're told no. Get all pouty and whiny. But since you're so desperate to let go, ask nicely. Use your words, dear. Let me hear it. Remembering your manners. Oh, you're quite polite. That's what I needed to hear. You can come. Let go, dear. Don't hold back. Don't hold anything inside. Let it all out. Oh, fuck. Look at you. Are you okay? On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate my service? Would you be willing to book this again with me? Wonderful! Angela will be able to help you out on your way out. I will let you know, I only do full service on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so pick one of those days and make it your massage day going forward. Fridays are officially canceled. And don't even worry about my already existing clients. I will always be happy to make some time in my schedule for you, even if it is at the end of the day. Don't tell the others, but you're one of my favorite clients. Always sweet, always respectful, and you tip well. Though I do need to ask this before I send you out there. Would you like something to keep yourself plugged up on the way home, or would you prefer if I took care of things for you? Of course I can do it. It would be my pleasure, dear. This will only take me about a minute or two. I've done this so many times, I've gotten quite skilled at it. If at any point you're too sensitive and need to stop, just say that magic word we decided on from the start, and I'll switch to a towel or something. How do you taste even better than you feel? Fuck me. You're delicious, dear. Should've opened you up with my tongue instead of letting the aphrodisiac do all the hard work. Rocking yourself against my face. That's it. You're getting into it. Your slick mingles with my cum.
It's so hard to tell whose is whose. It all just mixes together inside you. As your thighs twitch around me, you struggle to keep composure. So sensitive from your orgasm, huh? Poor little thing. Lucky for you, that was the last of it. Leaning up, you hear me start to redress. You don't have to get up just yet. You are more than welcome to lay here for another 10 minutes. After your allotted recovery time is up, I will have to escort you back to your car, though. Would you prefer to do it now or in 10 minutes? 10 minutes it is. I'll be sure to let Angela know to set your timer. She'll give me a heads up when it's time for me to come back and make sure you're good to go. Do you have any questions for me? Wonderful! I hope you enjoyed your session with me, dear. It's always a treat. I look forward to seeing you again.